The Sheffield Wednesday manager Dave Jones has joined us live here at Hillsborough. How good does that feel, Dave?
Well, it's been coming. I've said that before. It's just that it's just took longer than what we expected. But I thought from start to finish, it was such an open game. You know, it could have been 5-5 at half time. It was an exciting game, and probably the little bit of luck that we haven't been getting we earned today.
You're referring there perhaps to the third goal just before half-time?
Yeah, because I watched the Leicester Watford game and Wood's first goal, and we were laughing because we actually said we wouldn't have got that goal. That doesn't happen to us. And today we got it, so maybe we just earned that little bit today because of the way we've been working so hard, and I've got nothing but praise for the boys today.
Yeah, a little bit of a slice of luck, but for the most part, that was a terrific display and could easily have had more than five.
Yeah, but it was such an open game, and they were always a threat. They've got good players, and we needed to get them in at half-time because the wide fellas were causing us a problem, and we just needed to shut that down. It's very difficult to get the instructions on, and we did that the second half and got the two goals, but we always looked with the forward line that we've got and Steve prodding it and making them passes, there's always a threat there now, and I'm really pleased with them.
To get a further word on that strike force, you couldn't have asked any more from them today to have the kind of impact, you know, Matty Fryett re-signing on loan, Connor Wickham comes in from Sunderland as well. They just had such a positive impact today, didn't they?
Well, I didn't always want to keep saying it, but we had to get these players fit within our game programme, and it's not an ideal situation. With the likes of Connor coming, he'd been here before, he'd played games, he was playing games, so he was all right, he was fit. Matty has started over the, you know, before last week, he started to show the form and the opportunities, and he was getting them. We felt that Mikhail was starting to come back to some sort of form, and he's played against his old club today, because in all honesty, you know, I was close to making a change, but then sometimes it needs managers to stick by your players and let them fight through it, and he's repaid us more than enough today because I thought he was different class, but I thought they all were. I thought Shea grew into the game, started a little bit sloppy and everything else, but he then grew into it. I thought Steve McPhail and Cokie replaced him, so I can't fault any of them today. I thought they were all at it.
How is McPhail? Because I noticed when the goal happened, Antonio was saying, I think you have
to
make a change.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle. I tried to leave him on as long as I possibly could, but once we'd got that one, then put Cokie on.
Is it a precaution? You don't want to lose him, do you, McPhail?
Well, he's the player that makes us tick. I mean, he's such a cultured player on the ball. It's, you know, I know he goes at his pace, but he sees it. He's never ever under any pressure, and that's what we need sometimes. But you look at the strike four. You look at the two centre fours that we've got today. They've got Premiership experience. Premiership class, and if you can find them with the right ball, then they'll do some damage, and today they did that.
So McPhail, is he a doubt for next week?
No, we'll just see how he is. I mean, no, Stevie, he's been out a long time. He's fought back from staying and stuff in this, so I'd be surprised, but listen, we brought him off as soon as we possibly could. So it's a role, so we'll see how he is.
You said in the press conference on Thursday that sort of the big message was to be more clinical. It, whatever you did during the week certainly worked, didn't it?
Well, I said to Stuart and Wilco on the Monday morning when we come in, all I want this week, I don't want any just putting in the back of the net. I don't care if we put a goalkeeper in, we'll cross it, we'll shoot, we'll do whatever it is. And we came here on Thursday and all we did, we just battered the net. I just want them to get that feeling of what it was like. And, you know, we did that. We didn't work on anything else until yesterday morning when we worked on our shape and what we were going to do. Because I think these are a very, very good side. And we needed to stop that. But we only spoke about it yesterday and this morning before the game when we got them in for pre-match. But all week, it was just have fun. And they've carried that on. Now they've got to go and do it again. So listen, sometimes it works for you. We're not I'm not gloating in any way. I've said to them, enjoy the weekend because you've earned it. And that's not just for today. That's what they've been doing in the last six or seven games. They've earned that because we haven't lost, but what we hadn't done is hit the back of the net to win football matches. And it's a nice place to be, certainly at home, when you do that.
This result today and the performance again will give you an opportunity, won't it, to build off this, to put a good run of wins together.
Well, it's been building. You spoke to me many, many days. I've said to you that there's something happening. We just need to get everybody fit and a belief. But you look at the bench today. I can change things. I can, and I still want to bring in one more. It's not a bad time to go and see the chairman now or whatever. But I just think and I just felt that we weren't getting the rub of the green. We weren't getting our luck, but we kept believing and we kept working at it, and that's what you've got to do. I promise you, no one's getting carried away. It's just that everything that could have gone for us today did, and they're special days, and you've got to enjoy them because Monday morning we'll show them the two goals we've given away, chances that they had, and we'll hit them why, and we started to enjoy it. We give the penalty away because probably we were enjoying it, and people were stepping over it and letting it go, and. And they're all the things that come right for you with confidence. But Monday's the time that we hit them with that.
I've lost count how many interviews we've done after a game where it's been very frustrating that you haven't won and you've done pretty much everything to get the win. Do you feel, you've said after, on all of those occasions that we are getting there, that this win is going to come eventually. Do you feel slightly vindicated sitting here after a 5-2 win?
No, not really. You said to me the other day that. I've always been positive, and my glass is more than half full. It has to be, because we've got to pick the players up. I'm pleased for my staff. I'm pleased for the players, but I'm pleased for my staff because we've kept them going. We've kept working them, and the players and everybody associated with the club, the fans, the lot. They've got their rewards today because of the belief that we've had, and I'm just glad for them. But no one's getting carried away whatsoever. I've been in this situation many, many times, and what you've got to do is enjoy this today and get ready for Monday, because I'm promising they will be pelted with some of the things that we should have done and we should have done better.
Well done.
Cheers, mate.
Sheffield Wednesday manager Dave Jones live on BBC Radio Sheffield.